Amen. So I'm going to show my age here a little bit. How many of you remember those little plastic bags that had with it a kind of a packet that had flour and some spices? You know, and what you did is you put the spices and the flour in the bag, then you added chicken. You shook it up. And then you put the chicken in the oven without the plastic bag. You know, that was, I think, the precursor to a lot of the stuff we have today. It was called shake and bake. Remember shake and bake? Yeah, I don't think they even sell it anymore. Has anybody seen it recently at the grocery store? Yeah, they still do. Oh, my Lord. You know, there are easier ways to get to good chicken than shake and bake. But I remember that. I'm pretty sure my mother used it when I was growing up on occasion when we had chicken. Shake and bake. And this morning's scripture reminded me of that particular product for some reason. You know, because there are images in it of shaking mountains and of consuming fire. And I immediately went, shake and bake. Shake and bake. Well, this morning's scripture has words that remind me of that product. And you could read the scripture this morning as kind of a polemic of contrast between Sinai, although it's not mentioned. Everything about what happened at Sinai is mentioned, with the mountain shaking and the law coming down and Moses even being afraid and all of that kind of good stuff. And then it talks about Zion, Mount Zion, which is the mountain in Jerusalem where the temple now stands. And it also has a reference as well to the heavenly Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem. And I don't think necessarily that we're really wanting to delve into that kind of polemic. Rather, I think we can see something else going on. And what I think we can see in this is that we have a God who stands by us when the earth shakes and when the fires come. Because I come here to tell you this morning that the earth will shake. And the fires will come, whether literally, if you live in California, yeah. Or figuratively, in our own lives. One of the commentators or homilists on this particular passage said this: are we as prepared for all of the spiritual quakes and shakes we shall encounter in our daily lives? And goes on to mention a few, and I'm sure you can add to the number. What is your first reaction when the earth begins to shake and the supports that you have built upon in your life begin to go sway and crack? What do you do when you lose your job and your standard of living is threatened? What do you do when a spouse or a child suddenly dies? What do you do when the nest is suddenly empty? I think some of us have even had that experience. What do you do when illness and injury incapacitates you? What do you do when despair chokes you? What do you do when you are alone and homesick? What is it that remains solid in your life when all its familiar standards are shaken and taken away? You know, we experience that. There are people sitting right here in the sanctuary this morning who are going through stuff, the things of life which could shake us to the very core. And you know who you are, and I probably don't even know who some of you are. There are things that just shake us. What do we hang on to when those times come? Because I'm here to tell you, they will. There is no religion that could save you from those things coming in your life. But there is a spirituality that can help you get through the tough times. The tough times. The story told about a woman in a community who was evidently well known for her simple faith and for having great calm in the midst of life's many trials. And there was another woman in the community who, having heard of this woman of faith, wanted to meet her and find out what was the secret of her calm and happy life. And so they met. And she said, "So you're the woman with great faith that I've heard so much about." "No," came the reply. "I'm not the woman with great faith. I'm the woman with faith in a great God." Faith in a great God. You see, the God who shook the Mount of Sinai. The God who shook Mount Zion so that the curtain of the temple was torn in two when Jesus breathed his last on the cross are the same God it's the same God we can trust. Amen. To be with us when we go through the tough times. And you know, I believe that what we do all of our life is prepare ourselves for those times. You know? That's what you do. You know? Why do you come to worship? Well, I see my friends here. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, nothing wrong with seeing your friends. I hope you have a lot of really good friends in church. Because you know what? They're part of what God's going to use to help you get through the tough times. So it's not so bad to have to come to church for good friendships. But you also come so that your faith can be strengthened. I love the book and I haven't seen the play, but the movie, The Color Purple. Alice Walker. And the characters that are in it, they're great characters. In one place, Shug is speaking, and she says this. She says, "Seeley, tell the truth. Have you ever found God in church?" "I never did. I just found a bunch of folks hoping for him to show up. Any God I ever felt in church, I brought in with me. And I think all the other folks did too. They come to church to share God. They come to church to share God, not find God." Amen. You see, God already resides in you. Amen. God is already there in you wanting to help you through the tough times. When we come together for worship, it's about sharing the reverence and the awe that we have for an awesome God. So that we share that with one another and lift one another up in the process. And every now and then someone might really find God in church, but most often they're going to find God through us. Through us. You cannot possibly be surrounded by people who have a faith in a great God without wanting to know a little bit more about that for yourself. When you see people going through the tough times of life with a smile on their face, with a joy in their heart, you're going to want to know where that come from. Where did that come from? It comes from the relationship that we build with God all through our lives. Worship is a part of that. I really don't think you can live long without worship. I really don't. I missed it when I was away in July. I was like, well, it's 10 o'clock. You know, they're coming together now. It's about 10:30. Brad's preaching, God help him. Get through. You know? Yeah, it's a little before 11. Probably in the middle of communion. 11:30 came, I finally breathed a sigh of relief, figuring, I'm sure that was great. In Job, the author writes this, God knows the way that I take. When God has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. You see, being a Christian doesn't mean that you don't have trials and difficulties in your life. They're going to come, no matter what. They're going to come. But we have an awesome God who is with us in the middle of it all to encourage us in those shake and bake kind of moments of our lives. So who do you rely on? Who do you turn to? Do you have a kind of faith in an unshakable God? Do you have a faith in a God that will help you walk through the fires of life? What does that God look like? Jesus. Now, we somehow think God doesn't care because God's too big for all the stuff. But if you remember, God came to earth in Jesus. And Jesus went through an awful lot of the same stuff and some worse than what we go through. And came through it and was resurrected to new life. You see, I totally believe that resurrection is possible, that new life is possible when the storms are over, when the storms have passed by. God is still there because God's been with you all along the way. So whatever you face in life, whatever you're facing in these moments, whatever you face in the days and months and years that lie ahead, remember to be a people with faith in a great God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Would you pray with me? And I'm going to use a prayer by Kathy Galloway. God of many names, my name is known to you. And I am held in the hand of your life. And I do not know what you will make of me. All I know is that I cannot make myself any more than I could in my mother's womb. But this I can do, and this I choose. To give myself into the hand of your continuing creativity. My past, with its joys and triumphs, its failures and regrets. My present, with its struggles and accomplishments, its hopes and setbacks. My future, with its fears and freedom, its pain and promise. To loose and to bind, to stretch and to shape, to become what I will, trusting the hand that made the world, the spirit that breathes life, trusting the love that will not let me go, trusting the promise of the Word made flesh. Amen and amen.